Shuif Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuif Bavli, Daf Membeis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Aleph, Amud Aleph, in the Mishnah at the top of the page. Ein Nishbayim al Tanas Cher Shoit Bekotten. We then swear due to the claim of a child, a lunatic, or a deaf mute. Ve'im Ashbim es HaKotten, Aval Nishbayim LeKotten Ole Hegdish. We don't make a child swear, but we do swear to a child and to Hegdish. The Gemara says, "Ksiv ki yiten isharehu pat lekotin." It says in Shmoyt Pechov Beis Pasuk Vav, "When a man shall give to his friend, this excludes a minor." At the den kishnosan lekotin v'toreg kotin, nosan lekotin v'toreg gadol. This is when he gave it to him when he was a minor and claimed it when he was a minor. If he gave it to him when he was a minor and he claimed it when he was an adult, what's the source? Talmud Loma, Ve'ehu, Adjehu, Nesinose, Utvi, Ase, Shovin. The answer is the word Ve'ehu, his friend, the giving and claim must be equal, means that both times he was an adult. Talmud Vi Abba Momel, Leisada, I should say Pliga, Adu Biochananda, Amo, Ha Toye, Nechaveu, Tanas Gana, Va'aveda, Chayev, Echan, Avidosi, Amalai, Nignava. Rabbi Abba Mamal asked, does this not argue with Rabbi Yochanan, who says that one who found an Aveda and claimed that it was stolen is liable if he swore falsely about it, meaning, where is my Aveda, and he says it was stolen, he is liable even though the claimant never gave anything to him. Rabbi Abba Tipate, Sha'omalai Adcha'at Kotten, Tavarasani, Tavarteni, Viniftauti, Mishuraseich. Rabbi Abba answers that the Drasha exempts when the finder said, when you were a minor, you claimed for me, and I was exempted from Yoshua. Rabbi Yochanan discusses when he claimed only once when he was an adult. Shua Sashem Tiyeh Ben Shnehem Lahitzi HaYoyosh. The Pasuk there, Pasuk Yud, says, a Shua of Hashem shall be between them. This excludes an heir. Rabbi Elah B'Shem Rabbi Yasa, which is Rabbi Yoshim, he Masnisa Ben Shnehem Eina Zaza Mi Ben Shnehem La'olam. Rabbi Elah quoting Rabbi Yossi says that when the Mishnah says that orphans collect only after swearing, discusses when they collect from orphans. Ben Shinehem does not exclude orphans from swearing. Rather, it teaches that punishment for the oath does not budge from both of them. One of them is always punished. Im Hamashpia, Mashpia Lasheke, Seif Latseisalav. Im Anishpa, Nishpa Lasheke, Seif Latseisalav. If the claimant is Mashpia, which imposes a shur, the sheker, because he knows, if falsely, because he knows that he is not owed, punishment will come on him. If the nishba swears the sheker, then punishment will come on him. My timer, haitzasiyah, namashem, sivakos, v'va arbeis haganav, v'va arbeis hanishba, v'shmi, la sheker, v'gamer. What's the source for this? It's a pasuk in Zechariah, perek hei, pasuk dalet. I have brought it forth, says Hashem of hosts, and it shall come into the house of the thief, and into the house of him that swears in my name falsely, etc. Meaning the Beis HaGana refers to one who deceives and imposes a shur, b'sheker. Amar b'shmur b'anachman, malachei chavala ein lehem kfitzim, u'mataima, m'shoit ba'oret, u'mithaleich ba. B'shmur b'anachman says that damaging angels do not have knees. What's the source? It's a pasuk in Eopek, alas pasuk zayin, in reference to when the Satan replied to Hashem as to where he was coming from. He said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking in it. Meaning that Satan goes, but he cannot sit. From Hacha, Bechilatu, es ve'es eitzav ve'es avonav. However, here means the earlier pasuk in Zechariah about one who imposed or swore Shuris Sheker. It says that the curse will lodge in his house, and it says at the end, in the midst of his house, and destroy him and his wood and his stones. Come and see that matters like rocks that fire does not burn, shuris shav eradicates them. Rabbi Yonah Omar al sheker. Rabbi Yonah answers this is only for shuris sheker. Rabbi Yisi Omar afala emeth, and Rabbi Yisi says it's even for one who thought that he swears at, and says the truth. Chagai dorish ka dod Rabbi Yisi. Chagai expounded like Rabbi Yisi. Uvda have v'chad isa da adles me'aruch chaveota v'have katir v'shitei v'kol sita train dinarin nafula v'ya'aruchu goy igula havachta v'ya'lehu goy beisa v'le'ashkachtun. A case occurred in which A lady went to arrange dough into loaves for her friend. There were 2 coins stacked to the end of the lady's cloth. They fell into their loaf. Leah looked for the coins in her house and didn't find them. Chazat legabor amala havili beis dinoim denafili goy beiseich amala leyadana iyadabahu tekavu boa kavarte. She returned and said, "Give me the 2 coins that fell for me in your house." And her friend replied, "I don't know about this. If I know about them," she means I should bury her son. He died, and she buried him. Mi alun mikavrei shamas kala amma ilula dahavas yada behind lekavarte amma in yada behind he ifa tikvo bara achirana kavarte. When returning from burying him, she heard someone say, "Had she not known about them, she would not have buried him." She said, "If she knew about them, she should bury another son." Another son died, and she buried him. Arlin menachmasa v'katzon chad igul v'ashkechon train dinaraya arichin goy igula. They came to console her and cut a loaf and found the 2 coins arranged inside the loaf. Had the milsei amma ben zachai ben chayev l'shura loiteon, and we infer that this shows that whether one is zachai and thinks he's correct or chayev, he should not enter to take a shvuah. We come now to the next Mishnah. Eile dvarim she'ein nishmaim aleihem ha'avodim v'ashtorif v'kakoif v'hekdeshis. The Mishnah says we don't swear about slaves, documents, land, and hekdesh. Ein mahem lo tashlumei kefer v'lo tashlumei arba v'chamisha she'em yechinam ein nishba noise socha ein meshalim. The following laws apply to these: that a thief does not pay kefer, which is double pay for them, nor 4 or 5 if he later slaughtered or sold a stolen hekdesh animal. Hashem Mechinam need not swear about them even through a Gilgul Shua, and Hashem Mesochah need not pay for them. In fact, all Shemim are exempt from swearing and paying for them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Dvarim Shehu Chayev Achoyosam Nishbayim Aleihem, Ushayna Chayev Achoyosam Ein Nishbayim Aleihem. Rabbi Shimon says that one swears about Kodshim that have Achoyos, such as a Neder, which is about to bring a Korban. If the animal is disqualified or lost, he has to bring another. One does not swear about Kodshim without Achoyos, such as a nedava, an animal that he made a korban. If the animal is disqualified or lost, he need not bring another. Rav Meir Omer, yesh dvarim shehen kakarka ve'inam kakarka ve'in chachamim moedim lai. Rav Meir says that some things are like land and not like land. They have the law of metals and immovable objects. The chachamim disagree. Ketzad, Omer, esek vonim tu'unais masalti lecha, v'haloi Omer einan elech chamesh, Rav Meir mechayev. What's the case? If Reuven claimed, "I entrusted you with 10 vines laden with grapes," and Shimon said, "You entrusted me with only 5, Rav Meir obligates the shur. Whereas the Chachamim say anything connected to land is like land, and therefore he does not swear. And the Gemara says, "Abba v'nishba Rav Yochan omar may be korban ala shur." Rav Yochan says that if one transgressed and swore a false shur to be korban about land, he brings a korban for the shur. Rav Lazar omar ain't a mevi, whereas Rav Lazar says he does not bring. Am Rav Avin v'achia Kain Meshiv Yochan Rav Lazar, Laim Amalt Veshua Sa'idah Shunei Heges Ba'avodim Veshtaris Vekalkois, Tem Veshua Sa'pikodin Shein Meheges Ba'avodim Veshtaris Vekalkois. Rav Avin Ba'achia said that Rav Yochan asked Rav Lazar, "Since you agree that witnesses are liable for Shua Sa'idahs about land, the same applies to Shua Sa'pikodin, because we learned from Agzera Shava." Rav Lazar replied, "No, if you said so about Shua Sa'idahs, which applies to slaves, documents, and land, will you say so about Shuas HaPikadon, which does not apply to slaves, documents, and land? Shuas HaEdus lav beitin, or beitin, moisim shua, you say la'idim, ele b'she ava v'nishba, v'teima may be korban ala shua, ha'cha ava v'nishba may be korban ala shua." Rav Yochan said that if you distinguish them, you must hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that Shuas HaEdus must be in beitin. Isn't Shuas HaEdus in beitin? Does Beis Din give a shura to witnesses about land? Rather, we must say that he transgressed and saw by himself, and he brings a korban for the shura. Also here, shura sefikadon, if he transgressed and swore, he brings a korban for the shura. V'yitz debay nishmeinu me'ado, chamor o ishoi o yse, ma'ilim yuchadim sheish bahem sheve ushuya u'mesa, yotzu kakoi she'ein ba sheve ushuya u'mesa. And we bring a source from our Mishnah. Some learn from the phrase in the pasuk in Shmos Chaf Beis pasuk Tes, a donkey, an ox, or a sheep, Just like these are special that breakage, captivity, and death apply to them, that Shvuos HaPikadon applies only to such things, this excludes land to which breakage, captivity, and death does not apply. Oitzi karka v'le oitzi avodim. The Gemara suggests I should exclude land and not exclude slaves to which breakage, captivity, and death apply. And the Gemara rejects that ma ilu miyuchodim sheish lahem knas yotza avodim shein lahem knas. These are special that a fine, which kefel for a thief, applies to them, if excludes slaves which do not have a fine. Oitzi avodim v'le oitzi shtoris sheish lahem knas. I should exclude slaves and not exclude documents which have a fine. And the Gemara rejects that these are special that Oinar, which is overcharging, applies to them. This excludes documents which do not have Oinar. From here, they said that one who sells a document to a perfumer to cork his bottles, Oinar applies to them. Bishmal Dorash, Oin Nefesh, Kisi Shova, Klal, Dorar Lahitiv, Prat, Cholashe Yivate, Chazav HaKlal, Kalav Pratu Klal, Eino Atadon Ela Ke'en HaPrat. In the second source, Rabbi Shmuel expounded from the Pasuk in Vayikra Perkei Pasuk Dalid, or a soul that shall swear, this is a Klal, a general term, Lara Lehitev, for good, for bad or for good, is a Prat, a specific term. L'chol Asher Yivatev, anything that he expresses, is another Klal. And we have a klal upratu klal, and from that we include only matters like the prat. Ma prat betriyef mamoin ulad smoy umoytzi bedin yeshloi domim v'domav kutsuvim umetaltalin upata ala einish v'alaknas. The prat is a claim of money for himself, and he takes it through basedin, and it has monetary value, and its value is fixed, meaning oinah applies, one cannot charge whatever he wishes, and they are metaltalin, movable objects, and it's exempt from einish, exempt from Chiyuv Misa, which exempts from payment due to Kimlei B'Durabimine, the concept of only getting the greater punishment, and a fine. B'Tviyas Mamoin, Prat La'imeh, L'Chaveiroi, Tenli Masayim, Zuzim, Shamaz Litenli, Renasata. A claim of money, that phrase excludes one who tells his friend, give to me the 200 Zuz that you said you'll give me, and you didn't give it. La'ad Smoy, the word La'ad Smoy is Prat La'imeh, L'Chaveiroi, Anasta, Petita, Bas, Ploini, I should say. For himself, excuse one who tells his friend, you raped your entire Ploini's daughter. Or Moitzi Bedin, Prat La'imech Nechaveiroi, Kealtani, Uveishtani, Shepato. That's the quote, yes. So he takes it through Bastin, excuse one who tells his friend, you cursed or verbally embarrassed me. He's exempt for this. Vieshloi Domim, Prat Nishtois. It has monetary value, this excludes documents. Vedomuk Suvim, Prat La'vodim, its value is fixed, that excludes slaves. Of metaltalim, part lekalkois, they are metaltalim, movable objects, this excludes land. Mepata ma'inesh, part la'im lechaveiroi, it lacks the gidishi, b'shabas shepata. It is exempt from punishment, this excludes one who tells his friend, you burn my stack on Shabbos, is exempt from payment. Mepata ala knaf, part letashlime kefer, letashlime abba v'chamisha, shehein knaf. He's exempt from a fine, excludes payment of kefer, double payment, or four or five, which are fines. One who tears another's documents against his will, Rechananya and Rimana argue about this, one of them obligates and one of them exempts. Manda Mechayev Mishum Knas and Manda Mepato, Kaseisem P. Ede Chaveiroi. The one who obligates, this is due to a fine. The one who exempts, this is like one who seals the mouths of his friend's witnesses, stops them from testifying. He's exempt because it's considered grammar, an indirect cause. Veda amalasa the tafsa shtaraya ki inish tetsaya pamhoin the shadaya vle shahadun. A widow who sees documents to collect a tzibah from them, she's like one who seals the mouths of witnesses, they will not testify. If she sees metaltalin, she is believed to say that she sees them in her husband's lifetime and she collects from them. Her seizure of documents is different because they don't have intrinsic worth. She must bring a proof that she sees them in her husband's lifetime, and then the orphans cannot force her to return them until they pay her ksuba. Am Rabbi Ami, Elaine de Kasvin Amanas Shieshli Rashus Ligavis Metaltalin Legabi. Rabbi Ami said that these lenders who write, on condition that I have rights to collect from Metaltalin of the orphans if the borrower will die, they don't collect from Metaltalin. Am Rabbi Mana, Inksiv Umar Af Al Gabda Leis Be Dinner Yaav Gabi. But Mana said that if he explicitly wrote and said so, even though the law is unlike this, meaning the lender does not collect from Metaltalin of orphans, The Baal gave permission, and he collects. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Kodshi Kadoshim, Ve'echad Kodshim Kalim, Shechayev Bachuyusam, Koyra Ani Bahen, Bekikesh Ba'amisoi, Veshein Chayev Bachuyusam, Koyra Ani Bahen, Ba'ashem, Bekikesh. Rabbi Shimon says that both Kodshi Kadoshim and Kodshim Kalim, if they have Achrayas, I apply to them the phrase, Bekikesh Ba'amisoi, and he denies his friend, they're considered the owner's property, so one swears about them. If they have no Achrayas, I apply to them the phrase, Ba'ashem Bekikesh, to Hashem, and he denies, means they are like Hekdush, so one does not swear about them. Puna Amma, Echad Kodshim, Kishirim, Echad Kodshim, Pesulim, Shechai Bachu Yusam, Afa Pishahin La Hashem, Koyani Bahem, Vikikesh Bamisoi, Vipikadoin, Vishain Chai Bachu Yusam, Koyani Bahem, Vahashem, Vikikesh, Volei Bamisoi, Kikesh. Puna said that both Kosher Kodshim and Pasul Kodshim, if they have Achrayas, even though they are for Hashem, I apply to them the phrase Vikikesh Bamisoi, Vipikadoin, and he will deny to his friend in a pikadoin. If they have no achrayas, I apply to them, Ba'ashem v'kichesh, and I will apply to them the phrase, to Hashem, and he denies, and not, Ba'amisoi kichesh, not that he denies to his friend.